Bill Hendry.
Wait a minute. There, bud, turn that off, man.
A Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Oh. Come on down.
Well, if you guys want to start all over again.
You want me to start all over again?
Yeah, I think so. If you don't mind starting all over again.
Hold on. We'll start all over again. If I told you once, I told you a million times, bud, to get that iTunes turned off, okay? All right, here we go. Starting all over again, it is time for the show, and here is Mr. Bell.
Woo! Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
All right, I don't want to be a complainer, but I just heard the phone. I heard a phone pickup sound effect. What?
You heard a what?
I heard the phone.
Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
What's the problem?
The problem is I heard a phone pickup sound effect.
I think he said he heard the phone.
Is that Ms. Gray? Is that Martha Gray?
Yes, it is.
Would you mind terribly not saying anything? Could I just talk to Mr. Hendry for a moment?
Well, you're on the air right now.
Could I just talk to Mr. Hendry for a moment?
Margaret, if you don't mind, let me...
This is the am I not a...
Hold on. What's the problem, Ted?
I heard a phone pickup sound effect.
You're in the sound of a guy picking up a phone.
What does that mean?
Here, I'll do it. I'll do it. Hold on. Like that.
So what if you heard a phone pickup sound effect?
It sounds phony baloney. Now do it again.
All right, Ted, we have...
Do it again. Do it again. Am I the sponsor on the program? Do I not pay for the, part of the segment of this program? Do it again.
All right, we're going to do...
Wait, hold on. I just heard hands on a telephone sound effect. What is it with you guys? Why don't you run a tighter ship down there, okay? Now I heard a phone pickup sound effect.
What do you mean hands on the phone?
Just so you can hear that somebody holding on the phone.
What?
Then he heard somebody holding on the phone.
Yeah, it's not here. I'll give it. Here's what it sounds like. Like that. And I hear that all the time. What is it with you, man? You used to run a really clean show. Now all of a sudden, I don't know.
When did I run that clean show? Like about 10 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Now what do you want me to do?
I want you to do it again. Open the show clean, well-produced, the way I used to hear it. 10 years ago.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Ted Bell.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Thanks a lot, Billy. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've got a great, great, wonderful seafood platter. I didn't tell you about our seafood platter. It is a great seafood platter. The seafood itself is good, but the platter's better.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
I'm sure I don't mean to do jokes, but I've got to do something to sort of lighten the mood, Bill, after a very rough start here. I'm Ted Bell, and it's great to be with everybody. And here is, of course, your host for this evening, Bill Hendry. Phil, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ted.
Just to let people know, in keeping with the new formatics of my appearance on the program, it's going to be more of a 50-50 presentation because I was talking with David G. Hall, and he agreed with me that Phil should at least give it the opportunity to work. That is, he and I, 50-50, right down the middle, and we will sort of separate the duties of the host of the program. And I hope, Phil, that you agree, because I know that I think it's going to work very, 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 a lot better than you do.
I thought it was working fine the other way, but if you want to do things this way, that's okay.
Well, all right, Phil. No reason to get... We want the audience to enjoy the program. The reason why I'm on Phil's program tonight, and let me move away from the kitchen, because a lot of you people know, I own Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's a great steakhouse here in Beverly Hills, California, but I'm also a very big contributor to the Phil Hendry Show as a sponsor, and I'm also very concerned about the issues of the day, very concerned about the news of the day, and I want people to sound off on some of these issues, and certainly I want to contribute. One of the things, Phil, that I wanted to talk about tonight is the recent election of President Obama and the reaction to the election of President Obama by a great many people. Now, I am a businessman. I am a successful businessman. Now, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means that if I say that Obama being elected president of the United States is no sweat off of my blank-blank, let's call it, then it shouldn't be for any other businessman listening right now. Now, please understand what I'm saying. I'm not talking about some multi-billionaire international corporation, chairman of the board, guys that have more money than God, and there are very few of those. Look, there's a lot of guys that are wealthier than me, but not that many, because to be wealthier than Ted Bell means that you have to be an international, I would say an international business mogul, as opposed to someone that is drawing his bread, drawing his, you know, getting his money from the United States, or from a smaller market, shall we say. So that's point number one. Point number two is this. If I say, as a successful businessman, that Barack Obama being elected president of the United States of America is no sweat off of my...
You're saying blank, blank. I think we know, sort of.
What do you mean blank, blank?
Because there's two words to it. There's two words to it.
Is it important for us to know?
Is it important for you to know? I mean, I'm not going to say it because I'm a gentleman and I'm not going to use the words on your show. Is it important for you to imagine what I'm saying? Yes. But I'm not going to use the words because I don't want children to imagine what I'm saying and I don't want women to imagine what I'm saying.
But you want men to imagine what you're saying.
Exactly. And what I'm saying to all of the men out there and to all the business people, whether they're male or female, if I say... Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills, a successful businessman, a man who makes a lot of money. You know, people, I don't even know where to begin. I make one hell of a lot of money. And if I'm fine with Obama being elected president, reelected as president, and if I say it's no sweat off of my... In many ways, I wish I could tell you.
All right, okay, so fine. Why is it important to keep using that phrase, no sweat off of my blank blank?
Because it's very descriptive, and I think we need to motivate a lot of our business people out there. And that brings me to my final point. If you think I'm kidding, I'm not, Phil. You can check with Rick Dooley, who works at the, who works over there with the LEG guys, and they have a social platform they're working on. You can check with him. We're starting up something called Quitter, Quitter. It's not Twitter. It's Quitter. And Quitter is for everyone that says they can't hire and they can't spend and they can't do any business with Obama as president. That is your Twitter. It's called Quitter. And you sign up over there and you can talk with all the other losers that are, similarly motivated.
All right, so if I could.
Go ahead.
What we have here is a...
What we have here is a failure to communicate. Remember the movie with Paul Newman?
Yeah. Strother Martin.
Yeah, what we have here is a... No, what we have here, Phil, is my statement of... Not even my statement of purpose. This is my statement, period. If I, Ted Bell, a very successful restaurateur in a very competitive restaurant market, which is Los Angeles, California, to wit, Beverly Hills, California, to wit, Dayton Drive, Dayton Way, Rodeo, all of those streets. If I say that I have got no problem with Obama being elected president of the United States, it's no sweat off of my...
All right, Ted, let's just...
You see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, then if it shouldn't be any sweat off of any other businessman.
Not anybody listening to this show, no.
And what does that mean?
It means that I dare say that anyone listening to this program may be as successful as me in terms of income, although I doubt it, but there isn't anybody more successful. So let's take, for instance, some guy that drives a truck or whatever. It's a very honorable profession. I'm not saying that a guy shouldn't drive a truck, but I am saying that if that guy has got a problem with Obama because he thinks it's going to affect his ability to make a living, and I'm telling you that no, it isn't, I'm telling you that you need to rethink the situation. Either rethink the situation, get out there and get some business done, or go over there and join Quitter. and you can talk to Rick Dooley.
Now, he's not related to anybody. You know, we have a couple of Dooley.
No, he's not. This is he's the son of, I'll tell you who he is. He's the son of, he's the stepson, rather, of Bob Frangipone, who had started the social media tracking that they do over there. And it was his idea to come up with he threw in with the guys that started Twitter, and then he came over with these guys. And that's when I said, have you thought about Quitter? And he said, well, what do you mean by Quitter? I said, this is the place where all the losers hang out that are complaining about Obama.
All right, well, here's the thing. It sounds to me like one big, fat political statement. It's one big, fat satirical statement against Romney, conservatives, and anybody that was opposed to Obama.
Well, I get it, maybe, but I'm being dead serious. I'm being dead serious. Go over there, join Quitter, and start talking about how you can't get any business done. Look, I'm not in love with Obama. What I am in love with is making a living. And I'm not going to let that guy being elected president keep me from making a living. And when I heard what you said on the air the other night, that this whatever her name is, this Ingrahammer, or whatever her name is.
Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, she said that she knows people that aren't hiring because, you know what, I think that she's not telling the truth. Okay? You were very kind to her. I think she's flat telling a lie. I don't think she knows anybody that isn't hiring. I think what she isn't seeing is the big picture, which basically means she's not getting out of her apartment at night. She needs to see the big picture, as in walk out the front door and stand on a street corner and smell the coffee. Take a look at the flowers. Maybe there aren't any flowers blooming, and maybe nobody's brewing any coffee. But smell something, look at something, anything.
All right, look, we'll be right back here.
Yeah, we'll be right back. But let me just...
Hold on, Ted. We'll be right back. Ted's of Beverly Hills is the location. Ted Bell is our co-host tonight, talking about Quitter and talking about Obama, and the election of Obama is no sweat off of his blank blank. I suspect that at some point in the evening, we're going to find out what that is.
Well, if it is as crude as he indicates that it is, I hope I don't.
Well, something tells me we're going to. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I am fired up. I'm motivated. No sweat off of my...
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We're back.
Steakhouse,
yeah.
Come on down.
Hey, come on down to Judge of Beverly Hills. Listen, we have got that prime rib slow roasted all day on Sunday. As a matter of fact, we're still slow roasting it from Sunday. And today's what, Thursday? You know how good it's going to taste tomorrow when it's black, charcoal black? I'm kidding around.
Well, you were uncharacteristically, you're uncharacteristically self-effacing this evening.
You know, Phil, I'm feeling good. I am. I'm feeling very good.
Yeah, you're talking about your food. It's going to be charcoal black.
I'm kidding around. Everybody, anybody that's ever had the Ted Bell prime rib, they know that I'm kidding. Anyone that's ever had our prime rib, they're not even listening to my commercials anymore. They don't need to listen to my commercials anymore. All they do is they wake up in the morning and they pray, and I say this, Phil, with the greatest of sincerity, they pray to whatever God they pray to that they'll make it to the end of the day so they can at least see the front doors of my restaurant, if in fact they don't live to walk through them. Now,
well, what does that mean?
What does what mean?
If in fact they don't live to walk through them.
What if they have a heart attack? That's all I'm saying. You know.
Boy, are you dramatic. All right.
What is dramatic about that? I have great pride in my restaurant. We prepare great food, and I've seen generations of people grow up on our great food, and we're very proud of that. Okay, I feel like Danny Aiello in Do the Right Thing as he sits there and he looks out and he sees, well, I shouldn't have brought it up because it's...
Yeah, Danny Aiello in Do the Right Thing, and he looks out and he sees what?
I'd rather not say, but he's very proud of the food. And
because he has an Italian, he has a pizzeria in a black neighborhood.
Okay, look, Phil, I'm the sponsor.
No, I understand, but, you know, Ted, you're the guy that you sort of, you know, if you will, you back your Cadillac into these mud holes. And
oh, isn't that colorful? I back my Cadillac. Phil, I want to tell you something. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate and I love you, but I don't think you really understand the finer points. Of the finer points of what it is I'm saying, I'm articulating business principles and business models here. We are in the middle of a recession, yes. We've had a president be reelected, yes. Is he a president that some people don't like? Yes. Is he a president that some people think is a socialist? I guess. Are you talking to a man that cares? No. Are you talking to a successful American businessman? Yes. Does this successful American businessman care if Obama's president? No, I do not. And any businessman listening to me tonight that does is a loser. All right? Now, did I make myself clear? Now, if you say to me that that's a real negative attitude and I'm being, you know, Danny Aiello, do the right thing. And
well, the two things are not the same. You were making a comment about Danny Aiello in his neighborhood and he's looking out and he sees all the... I know what you were thinking.
You're like, I'm getting...
You're getting what?
I don't like you painting me as some kind of a racist. I'm not a racist.
Well, then why did you pause when you said Danny Aiello as he looks out the window and he sees, well, never mind?
Because it was a rundown neighborhood. It was a rundown neighborhood.
Oh, sure.
It was a rundown neighborhood and he could have had a bed. It would be like me having a steakhouse in... Well, I better not, but...
What?
It would be like me having a steakhouse in St. Louis. You know, it's just...
Oh, boy, you... You know, I bet you they've got some real good steakhouses in St. Louis. Oh,
sure. I'm sure they do. Let's do that again.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure they do. How'd that sound?
Fantastic.
All right, that's just great.
All right, Ted Bell joining us here. Our number is 877-876-7445. Let's get more, Ted, now into your philosophy. Number two, before we do that, I want to mention Margaret is here. And
I got no problem with Margaret being there. I just didn't want her, right off the bat, meddling in some technical discussion.
I don't meddle in technical discussions, Ted.
Oh, yeah, Margaret, yes you do, okay? Yes you do. And
I do not meddle in technical discussions. I was asking a simple question, that's all.
Well, I wanted to get through the opening of the program without hearing her asking questions that would sidetrack us.
I tell you what you do. You let me handle that, okay?
There you go. Bingo.
Bingo. Okay, great. Thank you. You handle that, Phil. Thank you very much, Margaret, for pointing out that Phil will handle that. And thank you once again, Phil, for allowing her to point that out to me. And I stand here, and I'm toweling off once again like I might as well be the woman in one of those movies. I don't understand why I'm treated this way.
You know, there's a lot of people here looking at each other with quizzical looks on their faces.
Quizzical about what?
About the last toweling off like I'm the woman in one of those movies.
Well, if you want, I'll explain it.
No, you don't have to explain it. I understand what that means, but what you might want to explain, not now, but somewhere down the road, is what kind of a mind you have to come up with a comparison like that.
I feel humiliated.
Yes, that's right. I know you feel humiliated, but to feel humiliated to that extent. All right. Obama is elected president. You made a point. It's a pretty good point. As a businessman, you are not afraid of Obama as president. Now, you mentioned that there have been people on radio and television who have been saying that businesses don't want to hire, businesses...
Yeah, exactly.
They don't want to... They're laying people off with Obama being elected. There's, I don't know that that's widespread. That might be just one person's opinion. But you're not.
No, of course I'm not. I'm a businessman, a successful American businessman. I only know one way of making money, and that is going out and aggressively pursuing new customers. That's what I do. That's what Ted Bell does, okay? See, that's why I'm Ted Bell. I started this business after my father just about wrecked it back in the early 1980s. I have built this up with my bare hands from almost nothing, okay? We've had Reagan. We've had Clinton. We've had Daddy Bush. We've had Little Bush. We've had all kinds of Bush, if you'll pardon me being a little crude. But the fact, and we've got Obama. And through it all, we have enjoyed success as an American business. And you want to know why? Because we don't sit there like losers worrying about who's president of the United States. Now, for all of your listeners who are business people and who are whatever you want to call it, Phil, or the, you know, you're drawing in the horses, you know, you're cutting back on business, you're downsizing, or whatever those terms are, then you go over to our new website called Quitter. You register, get an account, get online over there, and talk to all the other losers that you're going to be talking to over the next several years as you, you know, complain about Obama.
Now, what was it that prompted this?
Well, I'll tell you, Phil.
And hold that thought while we, you know, we have to come back from a break, okay?
You just asked me a question.
Yeah, hold that thought and we'll come back from a break.
Well, do I?
No, you don't. Just hold that thought. We'll come back from a break.
God.
World famous Phil Henry Show, Ted Bell. His new website is called Quitter, for all the losing business people out there that are worried about who president, you know, who's president, and all of the money he's going to make, whether it's Obama or Romney. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Goodbye.
Can I just...
No, just wait until the break.
Very unfair. Very unfair. You feel like a loser.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Wait, what?
Well, I heard the phone bump on the table, and I...
Will you stop, you know, stage managing the production on this show, please?
Are you trying to bring me on after I hear a phone bump on a table? You had dead air after the news break there. You know, what I would like, Phil, is for you and your crew to at least pay attention. Pay attention. Hello? Hello?
Go ahead.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right, I hope. You know what?
Steakhouse. Come on down.
You know, Phil, if you got a 13-year-old daughter, I think you did once, I hope she is possessed by a demon in the same way Linda Blair's character in The Exorcist was, and I'm being very serious.
Here at
Ted's. You know what I'm saying?
We want to put our meeting.
I don't have a 13-year-old daughter anymore.
But you did, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, I hope she is... I'm sorry to say this, Phil. It's a very hard thing to say, but you have made me angry tonight because the production value on your radio show is at an all-time low. I'm hearing phone bumps. I'm hearing hand, you know, the hand,
What, like a hand job?
Who said that? What?
Will you shut up, bud?
Shut up out of hand.
He didn't say what you thought he said, you dirty, filthy animal. He didn't say that.
What did he say? I demand to know.
You're not going to know. We've already chastised him.
But that's what I'm hearing here, okay?
But let's get back to this comment. You hope my 13-year-old... I don't have a 13-year-old daughter.
I know that, but you did, didn't you?
When she was 13.
Yes. So I hope she's possessed by a demon in the manner that Linda Blair's character was possessed in The Exorcist. And I hope it costs two priests their lives! That's how angry I am.
Well, that's about as crazy and as mentally deranged a statement as I've ever heard.
Well, Phil, I've been pushed to it by the crap can production values on your show, by the fact that I'm not being understood. I'm making your...
But the production values on my show aside, I don't think anybody has tried to misunderstand you on this program. I have heard what you're saying. You think that business people that do not, that don't go out and aggressively act because the wrong president was elected, you're calling them losers?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you've started a Quitter account for them. Not Twitter, but Quitter.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm simply saying to you, if you can get past the fact... And by the way, you know, and I'm even getting past the fact that you wanted my 13-year-old daughter possessed by a devil, even though she doesn't exist anymore.
What do you mean she doesn't exist? Boy, this is a good one. She doesn't exist, your own daughter?
She's 21 now, man.
I heard you, Phil. Are you hearing me?
Ted, he...
Could you please tell her to shut up, please?
You are not going to tell me to shut up. I can assure you, you are not going to tell me to shut up.
I'll say it again. Shut up.
Would you like me to come into Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight and bury the heel of this shoe, a high heel, in your eyeball? Would you like that?
Are you heard her? Okay. And I want a witness. You heard her, Henry. I'm holding you as a witness. Do you understand? Are you there?
Yeah.
You heard what she said.
I also know she's not serious.
Oh, is that right? So if I come walking into your studio later on and I got a high heel hanging out of my face...
Do me a favor, will you, Margaret?
I'll go to the toilet.
Go to the toilet.
Go to the toilet?
That's none of your business, you pig.
Okay, Ted, she's gone. Now let's calm down, okay? My daughter is 21. She's not 13.
I know. God, please, dear Jesus, I know. If there is Jesus, I'm not a Christian. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't be a Christian if he was gold plated off that cross. But by God, I'll convert tonight. I'll convert tonight if I could just get this idiot to understand that.
Okay, you call me an idiot. That's it.
Wait a minute. Don't you dare.
So nobody gets to do that, okay?
Yeah, but you came on. You're loaded for bear.
Yeah, I think you were ready to fight with him, though. What was I saying that was so terrible? Yeah, I don't know. You just seemed like you had an attitude. I mean, Ted was right. Production value on this show is in the tank. And I do hear a lot of hand phone noise and slamming down, all that kind of stuff. And it didn't used to happen.
Yeah, what's going on with the show anyway?
Well, you idiots are helping me run it. Okay? And I'll tell you something else. When he called me an idiot, that was it. You know, he can say all he wants about my daughter being possessed by a demon. He can sit there and pray to God. Yeah. I mean, this guy is sitting there. He's offending everybody in my audience, including Christians, when he says, Jesus could be gold-plated down off the cross. I wouldn't be a Christian. However, you know, yes, he's gone, Margaret. Come in.
I don't let anyone talk to me like that. I know Ted. We've known Ted for many years. Frank and Ted are friends. But if Ted Bell thinks he speaks to me that way, yes, he will. He'll come wandering in here one night because he's got nothing else to do. He doesn't want to go home to his beautiful wife and son because Ted is almost bipolar. He's antsy. He can't go to bed before 5 a.m. He wanders the streets at night looking for kicks, looking for laughs. And as you know, Phil, sometimes he finds his way over to this studio.
Yes.
Well, one of these nights he'll wander over here and you'll notice a high heel hanging out of his eye socket. Thank you.
Yeah, will he know it's there?
Just let it sit where I left it, all right?
No, I think they're asking a good question. Ted obviously would know that he had a high heel.
Well, right, so he knows there's a high heel hanging out of his head and he'd take it out.
And he still shows up here?
Yes. What is your point?
My point is, if he had a high heel hanging out of his...
Hold on. Why are you so nervous tonight?
I'm not nervous.
Yes, you are. But if you...
Yeah, you kind of did do that.
I'm not nervous. I'm talking to Margaret. And I said, if Ted Bell had a high heel hanging out of his eye socket, and he took it out...
Why are you talking to me as if I'm stupid?
Because you're talking to me as if I'm stupid.
Right there. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. Mr. Henry...
What did I do?
You went, if. Do you have a migraine headache right now?
Yeah, remember the lady that had a migraine and she talked like she was wrecked?
Yeah, that one lady, she talked like half her head was wrecked. She talked like half her head was wrecked. That happened to be a migraine. The lady was reporting on some sort of, I think it was the Grammys. She was reporting for a local Los Angeles station. The poor child had some kind of a migraine that affected the neural pathways of her brain briefly. And she...
Thank you very much, Dr. Frankenstein, but we're not interested in what happened. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember her.
Thank you.
I remember her. Bud was asking me about her.
She was a young woman, Bud. That
I'll do it. I'm the host of the show. She was a young woman, Bud.
That had a neural event.
She was a young... I'll do it. She was a young woman, you know, that had a
neural event.
A neural event. Yeah.
And it caused confusion in her thinking and speech.
And it caused confusion in her thinking and speech.
Good thing you were here, Miss Gray. Help me out with that.
Anyway, thank you, Margaret.
You're welcome.
Ted Bell is not allowed on this program until he apologizes to me for calling me an idiot. Me. He can say anything he wants. I've allowed every kind of abomination under the sun onto these airwaves. I've allowed people to say things that no other radio show would allow. I've allowed Ted Bell especially, and you, Margaret, if you must know, to behave in ways that are just one step above the animal, the barnyard animal.
And what, pray tell, have I done?
Vomiting right here on the floor multiple times, vomiting in the bathroom without closing the door, using the toilet without closing the door, excuse me for saying, releasing or breaking wind here in the studio while we are working, and then getting up and leaving and saying, oh, it's natural, and basically doing those things and thinking that it doesn't make for an uncomfortable work environment. Yes, you, Margaret, you've done all of that.
I won't threaten you with a high heel because I know that you think I'm kidding. I'll just let it happen. And when it does, you won't believe it's happening even while it's happening.
Okay.
And you're laughing. Oh.
It sounded kind of funny.
It sounded funny to me, too.
You know, Margaret, it's pretty amusing to think of Ted Bell wandering in here after a long night of work with his eye socket bleeding and broken and his eyeball missing after you jammed a high heel into it and he didn't notice it. You know?
Well, I don't know about Ted. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. I asked you a simple question. What would you do if you saw him wander in here and all he had pouring out of his right or left eye was eyeball fluid and blood? And
will you come on, please? 877-876-7445 is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What do you got?
Hold on. Yeah, okay. Mr. Bells, did you say sorry?
Yeah?
All right, Bill, look, you know you're right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you an idiot. That was dirty pool. That was wrong of me. I didn't mean to call you an idiot, all right? But I don't take back the prayer, the fervent prayer, to whatever God you worship. As you know, I'm an atheist, but I'm not an atheist that's hostile to the notion of God. I'm open to the idea of God, and that's why I said, if Jesus, you know, I don't care, but I would believe in God. I would believe in God if you would understand what it is I'm saying.
I don't know what you don't think I understand. I'm hearing you, and you're saying that Obama's presidency is not affecting you.
No. That's not that. It's not that. It is the idea. Well, now I forget, you know.
Well, so do I. And this is what this is a proof positive that when you are focusing on, you know, insulting somebody, as you were.
And you were focused on being insulted.
Yeah, but you see, Ted, you made it about how what an idiot I am, and I didn't understand you. Now, let's get back to Quitter, shall we? And we have to take a break.
All right, let me tell you about Quitter.
We have to take a break.
Why do you always do that?
I told you that we got to take a break. We'll be right back with Ted Bell on his new website, Quitter, for all of the business people out there that think Obama being reelected president is going to have a profoundly negative impact and effect on their business. 877-876-7445. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Try and get into some of the Petraeus stuff a little bit later on in the program, but first,
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills because I got news for you. Good news for everyone coming into Ted's of Beverly Hills. You're making my business so successful, whether or not Obama's president, I don't care, that we are going to. Every day until Christmas is going to be Christmas, so we're rolling out, Phil, the baked potato tree early, okay?
All right, so the baked potato tree, which is usually a Christmas thing.
Usually a Christmas thing, right? We're rolling out the baked potato tree. It's going to be rolled out early, and that means you bring the kids in, they pick out their own baked potato at Ted's in Beverly Hills.
Now, what's the big deal with that?
Boy, I'll tell you.
I'm just asked.
Margaret, just, you know.
Well, what's the big deal with a baked potato tree?
It happens to be one of the signature promotions of my company. That's what. What's the big deal with a baked potato tree?
What is the, I don't understand the concept. The children come in.
Oh, you don't understand? You understand what you know what a potato is, right?
Do I know what a what?
Do you know what a potato is?
Obviously she does, Ted.
No, well, obviously she doesn't.
I don't understand. What is a baked potato tree?
I have baked potatoes hanging on a tree, and the kids pick one off and we cook it. All right? No big thing, no big deal, very easy, no fuss, no muss, but you got to come on, and you got to open your mouth, and you have to turn what has been a 15-year tradition at Ted's of Beverly Hills into a big, fat joke.
I didn't do anything, Ted. I was just asking you what it was.
It's a baked potato tree.
And they're all covered in foil.
Yes, they're all covered in tin foil, which is a, by the way, something that my father started in the mid-70s, covering baked potatoes in foil. He started it. all right? Not you, not any of your friends. He did. And
well, I can tell you that my father was using tinfoil on baked potatoes when I was a child in the 60s.
No, he wasn't. No, he was not. Please don't lie. Please don't do that.
Ted, but you know, Ted, this has been a controversy for a long time.
No, it hasn't been a controversy. Only on your show is it a controversy, Bill. Every time I come on your show, there's a controversy about whether about who developed the tinfoil or the aluminum foil-covered baked potato. My father did, and we carried on the tradition.
And when did your father originate this?
What am I being interrogated here?
You know something, Ted? If you're going to make a claim that is so absolutely unprovable...
Well, you can't prove that your father was putting foil on a baked potato, can you?
I know that I remembered that my father put foil on a baked potato.
Oh, you know, that's not proof at all. It's not proof at all. You can ask my customers that have been coming in since the 70s when my dad owned the restaurant. We've been putting foil on baked potatoes. You ask them. Okay? You ask them.
All right. Well, let's get Mavis Leonard on the phone. Robert, your aunt is here, right?
Yeah, I got my aunt calling up. She want to talk to Ted Bell about Romney and about Obama.
Okay. We're going to talk with Mavis Leonard about Romney and about Obama. And Mavis, how are you doing? You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, I'm doing very good, and I want to say hello to Mr. Bell. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, ma'am.
I want to ask you a question.
Have you ever been to my restaurant?
I've never, ever in my life have I ever been in your restaurant. No, sir, I have not. No, sir, I have not.
Well, I just was wondering if you'd ever been in my restaurant, if you'd remembered my father, Ray Bell, who started Ted's of Beverly Hills. And
why did he call it Ted?
Because that was his partner.
He didn't name it after you?
No, he did not. He didn't want me associated with the restaurant at all. Because my father didn't think that I was his son. My father believed that I was actually the son of another business partner of his.
So your father thought your mother gave birth to you by way of another man?
Yes. You see, I didn't want to...
Ted, I didn't know any of this.
I didn't want any of that to come out. I'm sorry.
Ask enough questions, and you got me to say that the guy's... My father's name is Ray.
I thought you were Ted Jr.
That's what I thought.
Well, did I ever say I was Ted Jr.? When I said Ted Jr., I was talking about something else. Now I've got a... God, Henry, how's...
When you were talking about Ted Jr., you were talking about something else.
Yeah. Do you have to spell everything out for the ladies?
Mr. Bell, I don't care. I'm on this phone. I called up because I want to make a comment about what you said about Obama.
Okay.
Unless you're going to sit there and pout about all this Ray Bell, Ted Bell, and Ted Jr. You want to say, you got your mind on Ted Jr., I'd just as soon hang the phone up.
My mind is not on Ted Jr., no.
Well, who is Ted Jr.? Is that you?
You might say, yeah.
All right, will you get off of that, Ted Jr.? Your father's name is Ray. You just let the cat out of the bag that you are, that he thought that you were the illegitimate son of another man, correct?
Yes, correct.
But you are indeed your father's son.
Yes.
Your mother must have felt real good about your father's suspicions.
Do we have to talk about this? The lady called up and she wanted to...
Mr. Henry, why don't we just move on? I'd like to talk to Mr. Bell about Obama. Now,
I'm fine with that.
Now, Ted, you said that you are a successful businessman, and you said, I voted for Romney.
All right, that's your right, your constitutional right.
That's exactly right, my constitutional right. But it is not my constitutional right to have a man elected president of the United States that I want to be president. That's not my constitutional right. And now I'm stuck 4 more years of this chump change, Obama.
But you call him chump change.
Hold on. My husband, God rest his soul, Robert's uncle, he owns 3 BP stations in Southgate, California in the 1970s. He had 3. Now, I know BP right now is barely a company because they flood out the Gulf with all that oil. But my husband had 3 BP stations. They're very successful stations.
All right, ma'am.
Tonight, Barack Obama is going to ruin BP. He's going to take them out. He is taking out BP. He's destroying them.
Are you kidding? BP had a big oil spill.
I don't care they had an oil spill. My husband owned 3 gas stations, and Barack Obama is responsible to take them out. I think Barack Obama is the worst president we ever had. And
Wait. BP did it to themselves, okay? BP did it to themselves.
Well, that BP didn't do anything themselves. They had an oil rig blow up in the Gulf of Mexico, and Barack Obama now, he hit them with a felony on manslaughter, all kind of fine. He tried to make BP look like a horse's ass backing out of a barn, and all they did was try to get more oil on American people. My husband had 3 BP stations. He was very successful. We had a lot of money. You understand me? We had a lot of money. Guess who president was?
I don't know.
Jimmy Carter. Now, he's about the worst you could ever find. So I know you can make money if you got a bad president. But I didn't know you could make money with a president trying to take down a big company like Barack Obama did at BP. He tried to take them down and hold them. Burn them out and run them off.
Well, ma'am, I don't buy your math. I don't buy your assessment of history. I think British Petroleum did it to themselves. And kudos to your late husband for owning the 3 BP stations. But let me ask you a question. Where are all the BP stations now?
I think Barack Obama got rid of them.
What?
Barack Obama got rid of BP stations. My husband will lie today.
Well, you know what? Now we have Shell stations.
My husband wouldn't own a Shell station. He wouldn't own a Shell station any more than he put your meat in his mouth. So you tell it.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
How dare you? How dare you?
You want to put your meat in my mouth? I've never heard anything like that.